This is by Hans Baldwin Green, a contemporary of Cranach in Germany. Who are the figures in this picture? So you have this serpent. This is Eve, because identified by the apple. So here, look, notice this apple is plucked already. This one is being plucked, so one came before the other. She has chosen first. The other figure is still detaching the apple. Something else very significant here in establishing the relations and identities. I mean, there's kind of it's kind of a puzzle. If this is Adam, then why does he look like this? He hasn't even detached. So the suggestion is that the sin is done already, whether he eats the apple or not. But in establishing the identities, there's something else that's very significant here, and what would it be? In the center, right? So look at the central thing, and what do you see? You said they're linked, right? So you've got this connection through the hands, and there's a connection at the center. Every figure is related to the others. So what's happening here? Eve's hand, what is she doing? It's hard to know what is she doing. It's like she's fondling the tail of the serpent. Like she's playing with the serpent. And in a sense, you know, she's playing ball with the serpent. She's involved. And this kind of, you're very confident that you're not going to get bit if you grab the snake's tail, right? So she has the confidence. And you see that. What would you say about her face? How would you describe her expression? Yeah, cheeky. She thinks she's in charge here. Right? She thinks she has it all figured out. She's entirely confident about what she's doing. The serpent wraps around the tree, which we know is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and bites the arm of the man. And what does this suggest? He's on the receiving end of something. What is it? For the wages of sin is death. Right? So he is being paid, right? Wages are being paid. From Romans 6. So this figure here, and what is he doing? He's dying. This is corruption. This is literally what corruption means. So you see Adam, if Adam, death or Adam, grips Eve. If it's Adam, why the grip on Eve? But maybe then it's death. The death springs into life, in a sense. That's entirely the wrong thing to say, isn't it? Through this event. Something happens. Death appears. Well, there's Adam here too, right? He's plucking the apple. And so it's the death of a man, I think, maybe, right? It's the death of a human being. Even in an image as dark as this one, you don't have, however, an entirely negative side. The verse that it recalls from Romans 6, for the wages of sin, it doesn't stop there. That verse doesn't stop there. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So, you know, even though this is the world, there is a but. And so there's hope hovering around the verse that this picture most seems to call on.